borough and city policymakers allotted $5.4 million in federal CARES Act aid for the business relief program at their respective meetings earlier this month. So who's eligible?
Businesses with an average of $25,000 per quarter or $100,000 for in a year are eligible if they've suffered a decline of more than 40% of their sales.
That's Borough Finance Director Sina Gubatayo. If approved, each business could recoup roughly 10% of the revenue that it lost based on 3 months of 2019 earnings compared with the same period in 2020. So if a business made $100,000 less this year than it did last year during this time, it would be eligible for a $10,000 grant. And because it's not a loan, it never needs to be paid back. Borough officials will determine how much money each business is eligible for by reviewing sales tax records. But what about businesses that don't remit sales taxes?
Submit the application anyway so that we can review and look and see if there's some business demographic that we've missed through this program. It gives us an opportunity to make adjustments and expand the program if we need to.
There are a host of exceptions that look to prevent large out-of-town companies from getting local relief funds. Publicly traded corporations, chain stores, and those without a year-round presence in Ketchikan won't be eligible. But unlike the state-run AK Cares program, Gubatayo says businesses are eligible no matter how much aid they've received from the federal government. The state program is only available to those who accept no more than $5,000 in Paycheck Protection Program funds and other federal aid.
We specifically decided not to eliminate businesses based on having accepted those other forms of assistance. Our assumption is that business owners are doing everything they can to keep their businesses afloat during this time.
And the business aid is unrestricted, so companies can spend it on whatever they'd like, from payroll to debt to rent to capital investment. A two-page application for the business assistance program is available on the borough's website. Applications officially open on July 1st.
We'll review all the applications that we have in hand 3 weeks into the program, and then depending on the demand for the program, we will either start issuing checks to businesses at that point, or we may have to go to the assembly and discuss modifications to the program if the demand, far exceeds the funding available.
While the multi-million-dollar business assistance fund isn't taking applications yet, two local businesses and nonprofit grant programs to distribute federal coronavirus relief funds started taking applications on Friday, according to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. Nonprofits can apply for grants of up to $20,000 at the borough's website. Applications close July 15th, and after that, it'll be up to the borough's grant committee to divvy up the $200,000 in Borough CARES Act money. According to the borough's website, committee members will consider the impact of the pandemic on each nonprofit, what services they provide, and what each nonprofit intends to use the money on. Applications are also open for a program intended to reimburse businesses and nonprofits for protective gear, disinfectants, and hardware intended to slow the spread of COVID-19. Businesses can submit receipts for up to $1,000 worth of expenses since March 1st. They'll be processed on a first-come, first-served basis until the $200,000 allotted for the program runs out. Applications are open through the end of September. It's unclear when city-administered relief programs will start taking applications. Ketchikan City Manager Carl Amelon says utility and harbor fee relief programs will likely come up for a final city council vote early next month. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.